It was a beautiful day for a ribbon cutting. Surrey Council representatives, along with project partners, celebrated the completion of the Nicomeckle River Bridge twinning in South Surrey, the final milestone in the city's $44.4 million 152nd Street upgrade project. The milestone marks the official opening of the new, two-lane northbound bridge and completes the widening of 152nd Street from 2 to 4 lanes between the Nicomeckle and Serpentine Rivers, a city release noted. The upgraded corridor also includes a multi-use path for walking and cycling, improved transit shelters, and a raised road for better flood protection. Together, these improvements enhance public safety, reduce congestion, and support the efficient movement of people, goods, and services along this key north-south route, the release said. The completion of the Nicomeckle River Bridge twinning will improve safety, connectivity, and traffic flow along this critical corridor that links Surrey's communities to each other and the greater region, said South Surrey White Rock MP Ernie Clausen, who is also Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Fisheries. This project reflects our commitment to building resilient infrastructure that serves our communities today and for generations to come. Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke agreed. The new bridge brings much-needed capacity to a vital corridor that serves over 30,000 trips a day, whether by drivers, transit riders, or commercial vehicles, she said in the release. This investment in our critical infrastructure will help ease congestion, support the movement of goods, and meet the growing transportation needs of our city. Raising the road also makes 152nd Street stronger and more resilient against extreme weather events. I want to thank the Government of Canada and TransLink for partnering with us to make this important project a reality. The 152nd Street Upgrade Project is part of the first phase of implementation of Surrey's award-winning Coastal Flood Adaptation Strategy, CFAS, to build community resilience to coastal flooding and sea level rise. The project is funded in part by TransLink and the Government of Canada's Disaster Mitigation and Adaptation Fund. Learn more at surrey.ca/152upgrades.